Unit 6. Recording 5. Lesson 6C. Exercise 1.
Jenny Jones asks,
"Is this the weirdest museum ever? Do you like cooking? I wish I did, but in reality, I'm hopeless in the kitchen. I don't know why, but I usually manage to burn everything, even when I keep watching the oven. So imagine my excitement when I heard about a museum just for people like me. The Museum of Burnt Food. What a discovery. The museum, which is in Washington, USA, was founded by Deborah Henson Conant. One day, she forgot to turn off her cooker when she answered the telephone. By the time she'd finished talking, the contents of her saucepan had turned into a solid black mess. She decided not to throw it away. Instead, she put it on display and started collecting other exhibits too. There are now dozens of items in the museum, and the collection is still growing. If you know about any more unusual museums, let me know.
I went to a museum in London and I saw the perfect exhibit for the Museum of Burnt Food, a loaf of bread from Herculaneum in Italy. It was burnt after a volcanic eruption about 2,000 years ago. Marta B.
Great suggestion, Marta. And great picture. Wow!
There's an instant noodle museum in Japan. I've never been there, but my pen friend told me about it, and I hope to get there one day. He sent me this picture. Louis Sims.
The best museum I've ever been to is in Birmingham, England. It isn't weird, but it is about my favourite food, chocolate. It tells you about the history of chocolate and how it's made. It was very crowded when we went there, but we didn't mind queuing. It was worth it, and we got free samples too. Jamie, 16.